These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending January 11th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The Intercept reports sources say Amazon's Ring security camera company provided its Ukraine-based research and development team access to an unencrypted folder on Amazon's S3 cloud storage service that contained every video created by every Ring camera around the world. The information reported similar practices last month. The database linked each video file to a Ring customer's email address. Ring says it only uses videos for computer vision training that it has permission to use and has zero tolerance for abuses of their systems. More than 80 TLS certificates for .gov websites have expired during the U.S. government shutdown without being renewed, leaving the sites insecure or, in some cases, inaccessible. Sites affected include NASA, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the U.S. Court of Appeals. The European Advocate General, an advisor to the EU's top court, said Google can limit its compliance with right-to-be-forgotten requests to searches made from within the European Union, backing an appeal by Google against a French fine. France's Cnil Data Protection Authority restated its view that the right should apply regardless of the location of the person doing a search. The European Court of Justice usually follows the advice of the Advocate General, though they're not bound to. Google announced that its built-in ad blocker, which is already on Chrome in Europe, Canada, and the U.S., will launch in all countries July 9th. The ad blocker follows guidelines developed by the Coalition for Better Ads, a trade group that prohibits pop-ups and autoplay with sound, among other things. Google warns websites that are not in compliance before blocking their ads and says two-thirds of previously non-compliant publishers are now in good standing. Last year, all four U.S. mobile carriers promised to stop selling customer location data to shady companies after Securus, a prison technology company, was caught using the data without customer permission. Motherboard reports this week that it was able to pay a third party $300 in order to locate a phone on T-Mobile's network using real-time location data from the carrier. Mobile carriers sell information to location aggregators with the idea that they could sell anonymized, aggregated data to companies who want to gain insights into general population movement. They're also used in services like roadside assistance. For instance, T-Mobile sells data to an aggregator company called Zoomigo, which sold the data to a company called Microbuilt. In the Motherboard case, Microbuilt then sold the data onward to a bail bond company that shared it with a bail industry resource, who then shared it with Motherboard. AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile have all said reselling in this manner violates its contracts and policies, and all carriers require clients to get consent from people before tracking them. Microbuilt says it requires that too and has terminated access for the person who passed the information on to Motherboard. AT&T now says it will stop selling access to customer location data to anyone after the report, starting in March. T-Mobile also said it would end all location aggregator sales by March, and Verizon is winding down its remaining agreements, which are all with roadside assistance services. Yubico announced a version of its second-factor authentication key that supports Apple's Lightning connector and USB-C all in one key. Apps already support USB, but new code will be needed for apps to support Lightning. Yubico is also adding an NFC-enabled version of its USB key. Previously, those were only available as separate devices. Now you can get them combined. The new keys should come out after a private preview sometime later this year. Motive is adding security features to its heart rate sensing smart ring to let it make payments. The company says it can read your heart's EKG accurately enough to verify your identity. A software update will bring the capability to Motive rings in the second half of this year. Motive is also registered as a FIDO device for 2FA using gestures. A 20-year-old man in Hesse, Germany, confessed to publishing the private information of around 1,000 politicians, journalists, and celebrities on Twitter. He says he acted alone, teaching himself the skills online. The information seems to have been acquired over the course of 2018 by exploiting vulnerabilities to gain access to accounts and then combining it with public information. Finally, Amazon Key, the system that lets couriers unlock doors to leave packages inside a house, is now changing its name to Key by Amazon and adding Key by Garage so they can leave your Amazon deliveries in the garage instead of your house or your car. There's also Key for Business, which lets building managers control hours and entry for deliveries. Things like apartment buildings can use that. There's also the Schlage Encode smart Wi-Fi deadbolt coming Q1. Ring doorbells are also getting key access, so you can look at your Ring monitor and unlock the door if you verify it's someone who should have access. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.